Good evening, scaries and gentle ghouls. Scaries was ladies, gentle ghouls, gentlemen.
That's good.
Let's start again.
That's good.
Welcome to Ooh Spooky, the scary podcast where we've got a creepy book from the 80s full of mysteries of the unexplained, and we go through every week. Myself, Adam Knox.
Luca Muller is me.
Peter Jones is my
Peter Jones
name.
Is my
Peter Jones is the bookkeeper. If you've not listened before, yeah, we've got a book full of scary stories. We're going to go through scary and like paranormal, mysterious
an
stories.
An encyclopedia of the unexplainables.
Ooh, an encyclopedia. I know pedophiles are scary, but if I say encyclopedia, that's not the same as gentle ghouls, is it?
No.
For some reason, me saying an encyclopedia of the unexplainables got Siri to ask me hello. So fucking explain that.
Jesus Christ. It's easiest to explain by just doing it for you. So we've got five every single week that we go through. Peter Jones, Bookmaster, if you would read for us, please, the first mystery of the unexplained.
This mystery of the unexplained. Oh, Siri, how come you keep hearing... Shut up, Siri.
Mystery. Miss Siri.
Mystery.
Siri. Mystery.
I think the creepiest thing about this is that you've left the Siri function on your phone.
Yeah, I just like it to listen.
Siri, what's Pete's address?
No, don't say it, Siri. Shut up, Siri. So the big book of the Mysteries of the Unexplained, this is from the section in the Realm of Miracles titled... Oh, here we go. On August 13th, 1931, the New York Herald Tribune published the obituary of Angelo Fattaccone, who had died a few days...
Dude, I got a friend, his name's Fattaccone, we call him that because he smokes mad bongs, dude. He's smoking fat cones all day, Angelo Fattaccone. He's my high friend.
Oh my God, I'm a fucking ripped.
Guys, we should have started the band.
I am so hungry.
Honestly, like Adventure Time is good for kids and adults.
Man, have you ever played Dark Side of the Moon and watched...
and watch a good of fellas at the same time?
Anyway,
yeah,
what
is to do Il Divo and play La Vita Bella at the same time? My God, man. Make a fucking a trip of balls.
In Mama Utambian and...
Mama Utambian.
What's another Italian song?
Andrea Bocelli.
You sync them up, I tell you what.
You put together Zorba's Dance.
I don't think any of us know where Italy is.
You ever listen to Shut Up In Your Face so much?
Yeah, you ever listen to the Tetris theme song? And you watch Children of Men or whatever? Everything falls into place, eh? Andrew Fattaccone.
Fattaccone.
Anyway, what did Mr. Fattaccone's experience?
You listen to the Super Mario Brothers theme of Backwards, and then you listen and you watch the episode of The Simpsons with Fattaccone in it. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know where Italy is. I'm sorry. This isn't offensive to Italians because we're not doing an Italian accent.
Angelo Fattaccone,
very good name,
who had died a few days before at Jacksonville, Florida, according to the obituary, which was headlined, "Human Cork is Dead, His Secret Unrevealed." Fattaccone had been phenomenally and unnaturally buoyant.
Hey, I'm alive at a party. Tell you what, you get this much smoke in you, you're going to float.
He could stay afloat, for example, for 15 hours with 20 pounds of lead tied to his ankles.
For example? What do you mean?
For example. This is from the article.
But were, like, fucking with his body afterwards? Well, I guess you don't know. You know as much as me. But how do they know that?
Fattaccone could sleep in water, roll up into a ball, lie on his side, or assume any position asked of him. Once he was so...
What?
This is while he was alive.
This is while he was alive.
He was famous for being the human cork.
The human cork.
Okay.
The human cork.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought they meant after he died, they discovered this about him.
They
like,
just
kept
chucking him in rivers. Nah, get a bigger pool.
He'll do any pose. He's not resisting it for some reason.
Once he was sewed into a bag and then thrown head foremost into the water with a 20-pound cannonball lashed to his legs.
Holy shit.
His head reappeared on the surface soon afterward and he remained motionless in that position for 8 hours. I like that they didn't check him. Like, he's been in that bag for a bit.
Yeah.
Seems fine.
Time to leave. His head's above water. It'll stay that way.
10.
11. 12.
Another time, he swam across the Hudson tied to a chair weighted with lead. Some years ago, he went to Harvard to perform for the students and faculty. He had been examined by medical authorities who failed to find support for their theories that he was able to float at such great lengths by the nature of his internal organs, which they believed were different from those of other men. Ferricone had often promised to reveal the secret of how he became the human cork, but he never did. There's also a photo...
How he became the human cork. I wasn't born this way.
There's also a photo of Ferricone...
Oh, wow.
Floating.
Yeah, he looks a lot... He's thinner than I thought he would have been.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a big fat guy and he'd have all air in his tummy or something.
Same. I was imagining like a sort of a blimp.
I was imagining like a human bong of sorts.
Damn, that's wild, Fatacone.
Yeah, Fatacone.
How do you get into that?
Into floating?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, this guy fucking floats good as. Like pretty much float the same.
The mafia tries to kill you at some point. They're like, oh, nominated a concrete works. By the way, I'm Jolo Fatacone's brother. We had a disagree. I'm going to stop doing this voice now.
You're going to, hey, Fatacone, you're going to swim the fishes. I think you'll find I'll float above the fishes.
The fishes, they're going to be scared of me.
They're going to be like, how's the dude is? I'll be like, oh, one day I'll reveal my secrets.
Uh-oh, I'm a dad. Sorry. And okay, Angelo.
How did he die, does it say?
Did he drown?
Nope, couldn't handle that one.
He dropped one of the cannonballs on his head before he got in the water.
No, this doesn't actually say how he died, just that the human cork is dead. Also, the human cork is such a funny cork.
Yeah.
Not only did he float very well, he also blocked a lot of bottles. He used to stick his little penis in a bottle.
Hey, you ruined another bottle.
Out, shoot him across the room.
All right, well, that one's just confused me, honestly.
Well, yeah,
it has to be some sort of scam, right? Because he must have found a way to do it and then gone like, look at me. Yeah, I'm the guy who floats good.
Early 20th century is like the height of the showy con man as well.
Yeah, totally.
The person's like, hey, I'm the elephant. I can walk real loud or whatever.
I'm the elephant.
Those people who can walk around and pretend to like be able to bend a spoon and whatever.
Yeah.
And get away with it.
A lot of people on wagons heading out to California.
Yeah. Bunch of real gullible people in the early 20th century.
Yeah.
Just being like, holy shit, this man says he's got 6 fingers. I've not seen them all at once, but those 2 fingers look pretty different to me.
He's showing us 5. And now 6. Where'd that one come from?
Also, this was probably an era where not many people could swim. So he's just can swim.
He just learned how to float on his back.
Yeah.
And then just figured out a way where his leg could just be weighed down and he's still floating. They're like, how's he doing this? It's like, well, it's sitting on the bottom and he's just had enough give on that rope to get to the top.
I guess. To be fair, I don't know how he did it. I can't figure it out in my head if he's got a big weight strap.
Well, I guess you're as dumb as everybody from back then.
Hey, I'm not stupid. I drink my snake oil every day.
His assistant or whatever would like put weights on him that are just empty.
Yeah. Oh.
Some shit like that.
Yeah, of course.
They would probably also
They'd lift him up and go, oh, so heavy.
Bloody hell, Fatacone, you're really doing it this time. Get out of this solid bag. Wink. Shouldn't have said wink. All right, Fatacone could float. Good
Fatacone,
for him.
He can float. All right, so this one is taken from Unearthly Fates.
Mm-hmm.
A teenage boy wandered into Nuremberg, Germany.
Oh, I am lost.
Wait for the date. On May 26, 1828.
Okay.
Oh, this place is lovely.
They did wander around a lot then, I guess.
Wearing tattered clothes and ill-fitting boots that had cut and blistered his soft feet. His soft teenage boy.
Yeah, that is a very... His soft, supple feet.
He could hardly speak, but on a sheet of paper scrawled the name Caspar Hauser. Caspar would sit still for hours on end and seem to prefer darkness. He would eat...
How do you know that? I don't know. We put all the candles out just before and locked him in there, and he was fine with it. I covered his eyes up, and he was like, he didn't freak out.
Doesn't mind it.
I think he likes it.
He would only eat bread and water. He played contentedly with a toy horse. Mm-hmm. He called all animals horse, as he called all human beings boy. Yet within weeks, he acquired many adult skills, and soon he recounted a strange tale. He had been confined for years in a dark cell too small for him to stand in. Drugged while his clothing was changed and isolated from human contact. Indeed, he said, the only human being he had seen before entering Nuremberg had been a mysterious man who taught him to write his name and to say, "I want to be a soldier like my father." Popular belief held that Caspar was a legitimate son of the royal house of Baden, put aside and imprisoned in favor of another heir. In October 1829, he was found unconscious with a wound in his forehead. When he recovered, he spoke of a masked attacker. A famous lawyer, Anselm von Freiburg, a perfect pronunciation, took up his cause and pursued the displaced heir theory. But in 1833, Freiburg died.
Displaced heir, by the way, is how fat a cone's floated.
And soon afterwards,
Casper... I thought that's how he pointed out his house. Displaced heir. When he's in a taxi.
My master told me only one word. Displaced heir.
Displaced heir.
Oh, he's a displaced heir. No, displaced heir.
Displaced heir. Why are you taking me further?
But soon afterwards, after Fearbeck took up the cause and he died, soon afterwards, Caspar stumbled into his teacher's home, bleeding from multiple wounds, and claimed that a stranger had attacked him in the park. Skeptics admitted to get him to admit that he stabbed himself to renew public interest in his case.
Oh, Jesus.
But 3 days later, Caspar died, saying to the end, "I didn't do it myself."
Like, those people be like, no one's going to give a shit unless you stabbed yourself. Stabbings are common here in 18-whatever Nuremberg.
But, I do like that he's like, oh, yeah, actually, I think you'll find that I've been trapped in a little hole for a while, and then that's me. I can now speak English perfectly.
Yeah. Horse, boy, the rest, I can do it.
But I'm so dumb, play with this little horse, and then...
Yeah.
As people just losing interest over time, he's just stabbing himself. And they're like, stop it, Casper.
Come on, learn the word flamingo and we'll talk. All right, well, that... I believe that story, and that boy had an awful life, is what it sounds like.
I've been stabbed outside. Shut up.
Casper, you dumbass. You did it yourself, you clumsy dick. Get in your dark room, what you love.
She seems to prefer for some reason.
I don't like it. I like light. Why does he use the word light for everything? It's boy, horse, and give me light. If he's hungry, give me light. I'm scared in here.
I don't want to go to that place there.
Poor Casper. All right. Well, at least Nuremberg improved after that.
Do you reckon that happens still? Because you hear that sometimes where it's like they would have a son or a daughter that they didn't want to be the next king or queen. They'd just put him away for a bit.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's happening still?
Yeah. Well, like in that, in North Korea, didn't he send like, doesn't Kim Jong-il have like 5 kids who are just in the rest of the world?
Because
he was like, no, they can't be. Like one of the, I remember reading this, and I don't remember reading it well enough to recount it now.
No.
So
piece of info.
One of Kim Jong Il's kids could only use the word horse, and he got rid of him. But it was like one of them. He was like, I reckon he's gay, and he sent him off to like some like nice-ish place.
I reckon he's gay.
Like,
yeah,
but he's that, like, he can't be the next guy.
He was like, yeah, he can't be the next Kim.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I don't
Where's
know where
he?
They are. I don't know. That I feel like they'd probably be in a lot of trouble if people knew where they are.
He could only say horse and boys.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like a daughter, and Kim Jong-un was like sent to one of the a university in Switzerland or something to learn.
And he found his way back. It's just like,
well, he
like, all 4 corners of the globe, and whoever makes it back first.
Yeah, it was like a around the world in 80 days sort of situation. Rat race.
It was like rat race.
Kim Jong-il was the John Cleese.
Bad dictator.
I think Kim Jong-un just like turned out to be the best option for them. So like, fuck, fine. But there's four or five other ones. Didn't Kim Jong-un poison one of them? Or was that his uncle? I don't know enough about this. We need to get a second book and a second podcast about the Kims. The only way to learn these days. Start a podcast about the issue and learn on the job.
Call it Little Kims. And
I've just done a quick read. Yeah, it sounds like he's got a bunch of kids. And yeah, some of them he just sent overseas, like to study or whatever. But it was to be like,
it's like, don't come back here. Yeah.
And he has a bunch of illegitimate children who he just hid for ages as well.
You might work with a Kim.
Oh.
Yeah. Be suspicious of anyone who looks.
And ask them constantly. Okay. So this is from this section, Beyond the Walls of Time.
Oh, shit.
So I don't know if you're ready for this one. When Louis the 16th of France...
Oh, this is too long ago for me to care.
It gets older. When Louis the 16th of France was a child.
No, I can't even imagine that.
An astrologer warned him to always be on his guard on the 21st of every month. The advice terrified the young child, and thereafter he refused to undertake any important business on that day.
Please be prepared for the 21st night of every month. Nah, it wasn't worth singing. Louis the 14th, got to be scared at 16th?
16th.
Got to be this a guard?
An astrologer.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You just be on your guard. In spite of his precautions in regard to business, he was caught up in larger events on that date. It was on June 21st, 1791, that Louis and his queen were arrested at Varennes as they tried to escape the revolution. On the 21st of September the following year, France abolished the institution of royalty and proclaimed itself a republic. And on January 21st, 1793, Louis the 16th was executed.
Nah.
So you probably should have been paying attention to that fucking astrologer then, dum-dum.
He could have stopped it all if he's like, I won't be a cunt on the 21st. This whole entire system that's bound to topple. Like, that astrologer just knew, like... I can smell a revolution coming. I'm going to get my brand up by telling that this guy is going to be king.
Definitely after he was executed, it's like, hey, this was all on the 21st. Yeah. He's like, oh, that's hang on. Actually,
I told him.
I told him that. When he was like a little kid, I was like, hey, man, don't do anything on the 21st. And then he was like, whoa.
Check these letters that I sent him, which I can easily forge because it's before any sort of proof is available to determine when you wrote something.
He never talked about it. Too scared. Too scared to talk about it. He wouldn't dare.
Of course he wouldn't have told you. Of course he wouldn't have told you. Of course he wouldn't have told you.
Right, you killed him before he could tell you, so it's your fault, really.
Did you check the dates? 21st. Uh-huh. 100%. And who told him to be aware of it? Me. A genius. Astrologer. No, you can't kill me as well, because I can predict the future.
What's that? We always do stuff on the second last Thursday of the month. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever then.
What's all the executions happen.
He lived through a lot more than 3 21st of the months.
Yeah, well, he's grumpy on a lot of them.
I reckon he, you know, paper cart.
That shit when that lady was all like, oh, let him eat cake. Guess what date?
Yeah,
22nd. Yeah, day after the 21st.
It was all bubbling over on the 21st. And then
he was like extra mad about it on the 21st. So, yeah, I guess you can say that I am the greatest astrologer of all time.
We just got rid of all the royalty. Maybe I could have a position somewhere.
What do you mean, why was I hanging out with a kid? It doesn't matter why I was hanging out with a kid and telling him about the future.
Warning the royalty, trying to discount the revolution by telling the royalty to be careful. Nah.
Shut up.
Nah.
Shut up. I told you not to call me Nostra Dumb Cunt, all right? Stop it.
My balls aren't made of glass. They're not the glass balls that I look in. It's their regular balls.
My balls are normal. Stop checking my balls.
You can't see anything in them, all right? That's not how it even works anymore. You just guess a date. I mean, you know a date.
Glass ball. Crystal balls.
Yeah, that's it.
The crystal balls.
It's like something's off. The riff's off by one.
It was an earlier time. They used glass back then. It's crystal now.
Crystal.
Well, I'm sorry you don't know enough about the French Revolution.
to know that they fucking love clubs.
Yeah, they didn't have any crystal in wealthy royal France. All right.
All right, so this is from the section Monsters and More. On a dark night, picture it.
Dude, not one of those dark nights.
Yeah, the worst kind. Damn.
Little Hans, whatever, would have loved it. Casper.
Casper. Casper would have been like, oh, I'm horny now.
Oh, dude.
He loves being in the dark.
Dude, this kid's fucked. Whatever this kid, boy.
Always banging on about horses. He fucking loves them. On a dark night in May 1976, six Communist Party officials were being transported through southern Hubei province in central China when the driver of their jeep suddenly saw a large hairy animal on the road ahead.
Uh-oh.
The driver blew the horn.
Not the time! Stop sucking off that horn. That's the lamest.
The driver blew the horn and the creature started to clamber up the steep slope but skidded back down to the road. It crouched there on all fours, staring into the headlights with the look of a wild man.
Or a wild animal, even.
But specifically a wild man. The driver stopped but kept honking. And his passengers got out to surround the creature at a safe distance. One tossed a stone at it. The creature.
We've tried the horn. There's only one more thing we could do, possibly.
What about the stone? I don't throw it at them. The creature rose to its hind legs, lumbered off into a gully, and then scrambled up a slope into the woods. The men agreed afterward that the creature had fine, soft hair like a camel's.
Dude, I know we're all thinking it, but I think I have fine, soft hair. They're driving for like 5 minutes afterwards, like. It was hot, right?
Damn thing had fine ass hair.
I fucking love to watch you scramble away, but I hate to watch you leave.
Fine, soft hair like a camel's. Oh, man. Like a camel.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that hair was beautiful. Like the sexiest animal. The camel.
You ever seen how graceful a camel is? Looking always like it's figuring out how to walk.
With a dark red streak down its back and a face the color of flax.
What?
What's flax?
Great question. Let's find
out. Everyone else in that its face was like flax colored, right? Yeah.
I think it's a seed and I think it's black, but I'll
flax. I feel flax seed I've heard
flax
before.
Seed, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's like, what color is that? Green?
Oh, yeah, like kind of like red wine shit green.
Red wine shit?
You know, if you like shit green after drinking red wine?
Oh, dude.
Uh-oh.
You've just told us about how much red wine you fucking drink.
This has happened like once.
Shit green. You shit green after drinking red wine?
Maybe I ate a bunch of flax seeds or something.
You
I don't know.
Ate something.
Man, maybe you ate this creature out.
Just leaving an edit point. It's like a green. It's like a weird green. It's like a green I've never seen before.
I reckon it's like a green when you'd shit out red wine.
I am disappointed that this creature isn't in blackface, though.
The legs were long and thick, the thighs heavy, and the soles of the feet were so soft the animal made no sound while walking. The face was long, broad across the brow, and narrow at the chin, and had a wide mouth for kissing.
The tits, enormous.
Although the creature had vanished long before the investigators arrived to study it, an anthropologist with the Peking Museum of Natural History, Zhao Go-Sing, suggested that it might well have been a distant relative of the Abominable Snowman, or Bigfoot.
Well, this guy sucked at his job.
What do you think that could have been there, anthropologist?
Bigfoot. Yeah, that was a Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's Abominable Snowman's brother. That's his cousin, actually.
Yeah. It's actually Bigfoot's distant relative, Big Tits.
Yeah, what you got there is a classic case of Bigfoot. I've got to go advise this like prince guy about when he's going to die. It's on the 21st as well. I've got two jobs and I suck at both.
So this is from the Unquiet.
Oh, that's the whole story.
That's it.
That's the whole story.
They just saw like something. An ox, and they were like, "Whoa!"
Oh, but it definitely wasn't an ox. It was like a lemur.
A big. Well, they said it was like a big. It was enough to block the road, right?
Yeah, and they threw a stone at it and honked it several times.
And it had a red streak. It was like a dirty ox.
But it got. It was up dirty. On its hind legs.
It went down a valley and then clambered.
And you can have as many legs as you want and clamber. And it said on all fours.
It's a big
before.
Monkey.
And also, they did.
Oh, orangutan.
Yeah, it's
definitely a big monkey.
Orangutan.
Like an
orangutan?
Yeah, orangutan.
Aren't they red?
Well, no. They do have soft hair like a camel's.
A little bit of a face.
They do have camel hair.
Yeah, they got camel hair. They got a just
different kind of face. It's nighttime. Yeah. They said they couldn't hear the feet, but they were honking that horn constantly. Yeah, yeah. So that's probably why they didn't hear the feet.
I can't hear him walking. Just honking the horn, yelling over it. It's quiet.
Ah, so it's one of those. It's orangutan.
Orangutan. It's definitely tan.
Rantan?
A rantan.
Was it one of them damn rantans.
Ramblin' tam.
Meh. All right. Bunch of Russians saw a monkey.
They weren't Russian. They were Chinese.
No, they were Russian. Oh, they were Soviets, I thought.
No, they were from the Communist Party. And they were in China.
That's right. There's been...
Communists can only be Russian.
That's what I thought.
It's 2018, Knox.
I don't know.
Or at the time, 1979.
They were transporting communist prisoners or something.
Okay. They weren't Russian.
They were Chinese.
Right.
Yeah, they were taking it pretty slow.
Did you hear? He was an anthropologist.
I think this
There's no Russian anthropologist.
Animal does not matter. We study that in West time. All animals are horses.
We play 20.
Effectively, just every animal horse.
Just
easier way to
type
do it.
Horse, okay? You listen to me. Different horse.
That's a fly horse. That's swim horse.
That's wet horse.
That's all you need.
Animal, vegetable, mineral? No. Vegetable or mineral? There's no other. Look at this cat. Oh, fine vegetable.
Here we do not play 20 questions. We play 15. Is all need. No animal has answer. So quit.
Last game. 6 questions superfluous.
Is it animal? Does not count as question. Have one more question.
Is dog? Question's waste of time.
Is unproductive person.
I'm thinking at all times of gold.
Anyway, whatever that is, I want to fuck it. That animal, hot.
I would do fuck the big hairy tomato.
It block road, it's confident. That's appealing. It ignores the sound of horn, like true Russian.
I threw a stone. Mineral. I don't have a mineral. And it didn't leave.
If two minerals collided, is all that happened. It is a rock slide.
If that foot would make noise, no foot.
Foot does not make noise because rock does not have foot. One thing I will say about rock, though, sexy fur.
It's very warm inside rock.
Now to enjoy our day of being only communists on planet.
You have Chinese communists in East?
No.
Rock.
You have rock. More vegetables across the nation.
German Mao is German potato to me.
This is distant cousin of two other vegetables, the abominable snowman and beetroot.
Everything is vegetable. For some reason, we're still hungry, though.
I love a good steak salad.
Chewing a bunch of gravel. These sultanas are delicious.
Yes, we do know what sultanas are.
Yes, sultanas is one of primary minerals. I worked in sultana mine for 20 years. I know.
Sultanas.
Ah, yes, here's my pet potato, Rex.
He's also a rock. Vegetables, we're not so sure. Jury's out. Mostly mineral. All right, yeah, Chinese guys saw a monkey.
Damn. Huge fourth quarter riff.
Oh. And now for the downhill slide. All right, this is the final section, The Unquiet Sky.
Ah.
On Friday, March 3rd, 1876, flakes of meat fell over an area 100 yards long.
And it's raining stones.
Get out of the way.
Open mouth. It's time to feast.
Sky feast.
Sky. Just turn it into Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sky feast. Sky feast.
I eat a bowl. This is getting complete. I don't know what
these
this
chunks of meat must be coming from the chopper. The flakes of meat fell over an area 100 yards long and 50 yards wide near the Kentucky home of Mr. and Mrs. Alan Crouch, not far from the Olympian Springs in northern Bath country.
Yeah.
The sky at the time was cloudless. The flakes were from 1 to 3 or 4 inches square and looked like fresh beef.
The sky being cloudless doesn't really freak me out that much. Like, if there were clouds, it could have just been meat rain. Like, yeah, the sky, it wasn't probably clouds that made that meat rain.
Yeah. However, according to the opinion of two gentlemen who tasted it, the substance was either mutton or venison.
Hey, it's a little dirty. I can't tell. It's been on the ground. Yeah, okay.
All right, okay, Bill Burr, what are you doing? I don't know. This tastes like fucking venison.
Come here and this fucking meat's on the ground being like a real fucking pussy about it. Oh, these people are pussies now.
You and your fucking rain meat.
It's raining meat.
But in July, according to a Mr. Leopold Brandes writing in The Sanitarian, the Kentucky meat shower was explained. The substance that fell was nothing more than nostoc, a low form of vegetable existence.
What?
Excuse me?
A low form of vegetable existence, though how this had dropped from a clear sky remained a mystery.
That makes it more confusing. He's like, don't worry.
It was just
a vegetable thing you've never heard of.
Another one of these Russians. Unfortunately, for the squeamish, this less alarming description did not prevail for long. A Dr. A. Meade Edwards, president of the Newark Scientific Association, called on Mr. Brandes to see if he would obtain a specimen of the original material. Mr. Brandes kindly gave him the whole sample with the information that he himself obtained it from a doctor in Brooklyn, who in turn been given it by a Professor Chandler.
Okay, so we know for sure that this sample is not contaminated.
Could I be any more of a professor? Shortly after this, a letter from Dr. Alan McLean Hamilton appeared in medical records stating that he and Dr. J.W.S. Arnold...
Fuck, a lot of people have gotten into this.
Give it, like, a lot of people on the phone trying to get samples of this meat. Had made a microscopic examination of material from the Kentucky meat shower supplied to them by Professor Chandler. This is the one with the meat shower. He added that they had identified the substance as lung tissue.
It took a while for the meat to get there because they accidentally addressed it to Professor Chenandle or Bong. That's from one episode. All right.
Chandler. Oh, Janice is here. She wants to check on my meat.
So no one told you it was gonna rain today.
It's fucking meat.
The sound of like four bits of meat just slapping on the ground.
That's why they got their umbrellas in the He added that it...
The sky is meat.
He added that they had identified the substance as lung tissue from a human infant or a horse. We've narrowed it down.
Jesus. It's either a horse or a boy. Those are the only two words that the professor would say.
The structure of the organ in these two cases being very similar.
Okay.
After reading this letter, Dr. Edwards called on Dr. Hamilton and was again rewarded with the sample in question, this time with the information that two samples had been sent from Kentucky to the editor of the Agriculturist, who gave them to Professor Chandler. The professor had given one to Dr. Hamilton and one to the Brooklyn doctor who had passed on to Dr. Brandis. Look, there's a lot of details about who is and isn't getting this meat that I feel is unnecessary. But Dr. Edwards now had possession of both samples. He confirmed Dr. Hamilton's identification and identified the sample given to Dr. Brandis as also being lung tissue, although it was less well preserved. Soon after, Dr. Edwards was shown a microscopic slide of a third sample of the Kentucky meat, which had been given to Professor J. Finn in the American Medical Journal of Microscopy by a Mr. Walmsley of Philadelphia. Now, they were all traveling on a train, traveling 150 kilometers per hour.
The idea of this, square of meat, and there's 100 professors there trying to pick it all up, like supermarket sweepstakes.
This is the Gandhi of mystery.
Who had in turn received it from Kentucky. This slide revealed to the observer that the material was undoubtedly striated muscular fiber. Subsequently, Professor Finn showed Dr. Edwards a fourth specimen. This one sent to him by a Mr. A. T. Parker of Lexington.
Oh.
This sample also proved to be muscle tissue. Still not satisfied, Dr. Edwards now wrote to Mr. Parker, who sent him three more samples, two in their natural state and one prepared for the microscope. Of these, two proved to be cartilage, and one was muscle tissue with what appeared to be a dense connective tissue.
The guy who early on said this was a vegetable must feel like a fucking idiot. There's 100 other doctors who are like, it's a lung, obviously.
Thus, of the seven samples examined, two were of lung tissue, three were muscle tissue, and two were of cartilage. As a postscript to the story, Dr. Edwards relayed a theory of the event passed on him by Mr. Parker.
They killed someone and put them in the field.
According to the local people of Kentucky, the meat was probably disgorged by buzzards, who, as their custom, seeing one of their companions disgorge himself, immediately followed suit.
What?
As to how many buzzards... What's that?
That mean they dropped the food?
They regurgitated it.
Ah, right. The buzzards threw it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
As to how many buzzards would be required to cover 5,000 square yards with disgorged meat, or at what height they must have been flying to be invisible, was not suggested.
So it could be one buzzard?
So Dr. Edwards is like, well, Mr. Parker suggested that it was 1,000 buzzards throwing up all the over your field. Probably saw your wife's face.
I'm going to message Mr. Gronkus and Professor Dringo and get them involved in this. There's so many people involved in that. So
I know who would enjoy this. Dr. Ross.
So,
well, Professor Caroline in the city, what do you think's going on?
I'm going to message... it's not message, it's earlier than that. I'm going to write a letter to Dr. Fox over at Spin City Hospital. What do you mean he's been replaced by Dr. Sheen?
That is a very good joke.
For
about family ties.
Man, that's such a boring story. A bird threw up in a field and 100 doctors took forever to...
Multiple. They accused multiple birds of doing it.
Nah, definitely not. One bird.
Oh, you think it was one bird?
Yeah.
You think it was one big fat bird who ate too much of a little boy and then threw it up everywhere?
He ate a whole horse and he's like, fuck. Barely flying above the sky, above the ground.
Hanging out with his other buzzard mates before eating the horse, being like, I could eat a bloody horse. And they're like, yeah, go on.
Well, you were right, I couldn't.
Oh, fuck.
That's him throwing up.
Watch how far I can get this. How did they even get the meat? Did those two people live in there, report it to one person? And then he was like, we got nothing going on. I'll get my friends here.
Yeah, well, I also like that the people keep sending away to other people that say they have the meat.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I've got the meat. I've got some of the meat. Can you send me some? Yeah, I haven't eaten it, that's for sure. I definitely didn't collect all that meat so I could have dinner.
All right, they found some meat in a field and it turns out that it was meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, from a
bird. Well, there was no doubt that it was meat. It was the fact that it was in the field was the weird piece of information.
I feel like you see meat everywhere.
They didn't see it fall from the sky and then just found it in the field or put it there. They killed some shit.
Yeah.
And then we're like, well, it must have come from the sky.
Well, and a coyote will tear up meat and spread it over and everything, you know? Like, there's heaps of ways for meat to end up in a field.
Some shit.
As I told the police just 3 weeks ago.
I also...
Meat gets everywhere.
I think this gets missed, but in quotation marks, it says the two gentlemen who tasted it.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys really get let off the hook by the number of professors and doctors that get called in later on. It's just like, I reckon that's probably mutton or venison.
No, that's buzzard's vomit of a horse.
Well, I regret eating this.
My wife's a terrible cook.
Well, it tastes like venison to me, so who are you going to believe? Me, a passing gentleman, where they eat meat off the ground, or some doctor?
Me and my friend walking in this field, not put off by the smell of meat.
How you doing?
Yeah, all right.
So that brings us to the end.
Yeah, there's five more stories from the world of mysterious delights or mysteries of the unexplained. That, look, some periods of time, people were easier to freak out than I think they are now. And the meat field and the young boy who was clearly attacked as a child, they're explainable.
Yeah, but what about that sexy camel man?
Sexy camel? I don't have a reason for it, man. I just know what I feel.
Horny.
The heart wants what it wants. And my heart is spread over a field for that camel. I absolutely love that camel. Well, that is another episode of Mysteries. Spooky. We'll be back next week with more stories from the big book of mysteries. In the meantime, though, my name's Adam Knox. You can find me at Adam G. Knox at Twitter or listen to my other podcasts. There's information about them on Twitter. One's about video games, one's about Game of Thrones. Luca, what do you have going on?
A big yawn.
Yeah, Mr. Yawny. I was going to call you Mr. Yawny Real. Nah, whatever. Whenever someone calls you like, hello, Mr. Sleepy, I find that to be the creepiest shit really in the world. Creepy.
Especially if you say it to a stranger.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Meaty, what you eating there?
Oh, I think it's venison.
Well, I, as another gentleman passing through, believe this to be mutton.
Get out of here. Yeah, 150 professors there. We're having a disagreement.
Can you settle this for us? Oh, I think it's actually a vegetable, to be honest.
Well, you are an idiot.
This is vegetable.
Luca C. Muller on Twitter and Insta and Facebook. And we did a different podcast together called 25 Days. Go look at that.
Yep. Hey, Pete. What you got going on?
You can find me on Twitter at Peter the Jones, and you can listen to the podcast Kentucky Fried Chattin', which is very similar to this, except it's about KFC, shorter, and no mysteries.
All podcasts are essentially the same. This one, though, being the best one. So we will, of course, see you next week.